FNC's Carlson, Democratic Politicians Have Weaponized Public Health. By Jeff Poor on September 30, 2021. Wednesday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson criticized the so-called moral priorities of Democratic politicians throughout the pandemic. One of the aspects of that, according to Carlson, has been how Democrats had used the COVID-19 pandemic for their own political gain and self-declared moral superiority. Transcript as follows. Carlson, so much going on in your government. It's very hard to keep track even if you're paid to do it as we are. Here is one interesting thing that nobody noticed. On Saturday, some unnamed actor, some subterranean vermeil in the House of Representatives inserted what turned out to be a remarkable provision into the so-called budget reconciliation bill. Almost nobody outside the Congress noticed it was there, and that's really not surprising. The bill is one of the biggest in all of human history. It is nearly 2,500 pages long. It spends $3.5 trillion. Where does that money come from? Well, it was just newly printed by the Federal Reserve for the occasion. The provision in question was hidden on page 168 of that bill. And here's what it says. Going forward, the federal government will bankrupt any company that refuses to comply with Joe Biden's vaccine mandate. So do you have an unvaccinated worker in your office? The fine for that will be $700,000 payable to the U.S. Treasury for each and every one of those workers. Even by the standards of Washington, that is a lot of money. Here's a comparison. In June, the federal government penalized a chemical company in West Virginia after its plant exploded, killing an employee and sending two others to the hospital. The fine in that case, $12,288. So there you have it, written out in black and white. The moral priorities of the Democratic Party. Killing people in chemical plants is bad, it's about $12,000 bad. But failing to get a Joe Biden-mandated COVID vaccine, even if you've already recovered from COVID and have natural immunity that is more powerful than any shot, that's much, much worse. How much worse? It is 58 times worse than killing people in a chemical plant explosion. Democrats did the math on that and they wrote it down. This whole approach, if you take three steps back to COVID, is a little weird when you think about it. If you really wanted to protect the public, the American people from this virus, the first thing you would do is encourage them to be healthy. Meaning get off your phone, get outside, spend some time in nature, maybe lose some weight. That's meaningful. That all works. We know it for a fact, it's science. And then people with higher risk factors like older people, people with pre-existing medical problems would probably want to get the vaccine. Definitely worth it for them. They should. Everyone else could look at the numbers and assess. They could choose for themselves as they do with every other medical decision. The federal government is not requiring you to get surgery for prostate cancer if you get it. No, you get to decide. So that would be a reasonable response to COVID. It might actually improve the country rather than destroy it. But that's very far from what they're actually doing, and the reason is politics. From the beginning of the outbreak, politicians have turned what they told us was a public health response into something that very much looks like a political campaign, and in a political campaign, the other side is your enemy. So all of a sudden, the public has become an opponent that politicians must subdue and defeat. How do you feel about opponents who are working to subdue and defeat? Do you feel loathing and contempt? And that's how they do feel. They're not hiding it anymore. Take a look at this video, which we just got. It's from yesterday. It shows a Democratic congresswoman from Iowa called Cindy Axon, and she is explaining her party's response to COVID. She doesn't say anything that remarkable. It's how she says it. Listen to how she talks about her constituents. She so clearly hates them. Watch. Begin video clip. Rep. Cindy Axon, D.A. So now all the schools are back wanting to put mass mandates in, and all the anti-vaxxer crazies are out there with their, you know, it's a hot mess. I'll be honest, you know Christian right is, you know, everything under the guise while they hold a cross and you know for God or whatever, and they use it like a weapon. And it's painful to watch because they've weaponized religion, they've weaponized politics. End video clip. Carlson, yes, the Christians are weaponizing it. Notice all the abortion clinics they closed. Oh no, it was Democratic politicians who closed the churches. Actually, speaking of weaponizing public health. But you just heard the congresswoman, The anti-vaxxer crazies. The Christians holding a cross for God or whatever. It's hard to remember those are actually human beings she is talking about. Some of the weakest human beings in our country. But you would never know they are real people because she clearly loathes them. She hates them. You hear this tone a lot from politicians all of a sudden, a lot. It is not sympathy. It's certainly not empathy. It's not even a sincere attempt to make people better or healthier. It's hate. Here is the mayor of New York threatening to hurt anyone who doesn't get the shot, whether they need it or not. Listen. Begin video clip. Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., New York City. Most people, the vast majority of people, even those who say I didn't want to get vaccinated, make a different decision when it becomes very, very practical. So now, someone is really looking at the possibility they won't have a paycheck for a prolonged period of time. They may even lose their job ultimately. A lot of people don't look at that and say, hold up, okay, I'll get vaccinated. End video clip. Carlson, oh, we'll take your paycheck away. Just punch you in the face or starve you to death, or beat up your kids. It turns out, if you hurt people enough, they will do exactly what you say. So that actually works. Bill de Blasio is clearly a moron, but even he understands that, and it does work. United Airlines just announced it is firing nearly 600 people. Why are they doing that? Well, they don't want to pay tens of millions of dollars in fines. So now, 600 people who last week worked at United Airlines are unemployed. Oh, by the way, they have no health insurance. That's how we're making America healthier. Got it? And it's not just happening in the airlines. In hospitals across the country, mass firings are now underway. Where's the Congress on this? Good question. Meanwhile, one hospital system in North Carolina just canned 175 people. Remember, this is a public health crisis we are living through, right? So maybe we shouldn't empty the hospitals of their seasoned employees. There was already nationwide a severe shortage of nurses. Hospitals are closing wings because there's no one to staff them and now there are fewer people. None of the people who have been fired will be able to collect unemployment, by the way. They're done, they're destroyed. They're not just punished, they're crushed. And these aren't the CEOs of big companies. These aren't people who live in affluent neighborhoods. These are hourly workers. These are people the Democratic Party used to care about. These are people with no power whatsoever who worked around sick people for the duration of a deadly pandemic and rather than thank them, we're firing them with no unemployment benefits, and no health insurance, and a lot of them. The state of New York, for example, the deadline for healthcare workers to get vaccinated has already passed. According to the most recent figures, 16% of the state's hospital workers, that is 83,000 people, remain unvaccinated. 8% of those workers have not gotten a single dose of the vaccine. That means they're going to be fired. So the question is, once again, who is going to staff the hospitals in the middle of this public health crisis? Well, that's an easy answer according to the new governor of New York, the one no one voted for. The state of New York is going to use the military to do it, and then hire temp workers from the Philippines. It's lunacy. And by the way, once again, why exactly are all these healthcare workers, thousands of them nationwide, refusing to get the COVID vaccine? That is an entirely fair question and no one is asking it. It might be worth finding out. You can't say these are people who don't understand the science. In fact, they might know more about COVID and healthcare than your average Democratic governor, considering that's what they do for a living. They treat people with COVID every single day. So, it's not like they're uninformed. What is this exactly? It's not a few people, it's thousands of people. Why? No one cares. Punish them. The weak is now crushed. Meanwhile, as we're firing nurses and doctors, we're bringing thousands of illegal immigrants into this country right now. Many of them infected with diseases including COVID. You're not supposed to say that because it's some sort of slur, but it's factually true. In fact, not only is it true, the Secretary of Homeland Security just admitted it. He explained that 20% of the people coming across the border have an unidentified illness of some kind. Here he is. Begin video clip. Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of U.S. Department of Homeland Security. We are confronted with a population of people that as a general matter have a rate of illness of approximately 20%. End video clip. Carlson, okay, So we're firing healthcare workers because they won't get the vaccine and then letting in thousands of people whose identities we can't verify who are sick with diseases we can't always identify, including COVID. None of them are required to get the vaccine, in contrast to the nurses we just fired. That leaves our hospitals short-staffed, many more sick people coming in who will need treatment at public expense. Who is doing this? And why? What is the point? They are telling us that healthcare workers need to be fired immediately because they're a threat to the country. This is all happening very, very quickly, and it's happening without any medical basis whatsoever. Remember, it was just last year that Joe Biden was telling us that healthcare workers are heroes, and he was right. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, D., then candidate for President of the United States. To all the doctors and nurses working in the ICU units, I hope you all know you're truly some of the greatest heroes this nation has seen. Take Tracy in Massachusetts. She is a nurse who has been treating veterans with COVID-19. Every day she's had to put on a hazmat suit and go to work for 12 hours days on end. If it wasn't for folks like Tracy, our own families wouldn't have a chance to be reunited. You want to find a hero in America? They're all around us, and Tracy is one of them. End video clip. Carlson, don't often endorse Joe Biden videos, but that's 100% right. Anyone who has ever been sick and have spent any time in the hospital knows that one good nurse makes all the difference. They really are some of the best people in the country. So why are we firing thousands of them? Why is Joe Biden doing this? As a scientific matter, it doesn't make any sense. Unvaccinated healthcare workers do not pose a threat to their vaccinated patients or co-workers. Period. If you're vaccinated, you will likely be fine. That's what the data show. That's what they tell us day after day. Vaccinated people have a greater chance of dying from a lightning strike than they do of dying from COVID. They're more likely to die of a bee sting or a dog attack or from choking to death on their food. Those are the numbers, we hear them very often. So why are unvaccinated people a threat to them? Not one person has answered that question. No one is even asking it. Why are we firing them? Why are we blaming them? Why are we in their face, attacking them, demonizing them? But no one is pushing back, so it's accelerating. This is coming to the Border Patrol, as well it's coming for the entire federal government. Mass firings are likely to occur in the Border Patrol's ranks when the federal government's vaccine mandate is enforced later this year. It's crazy. But if there's one sad lesson, maybe the saddest lesson of this pandemic, it's that authoritarianism is very popular with certain parts of the population. And if you need evidence of that, take a look at the scene last night in a New Jersey gubernatorial debate. Listen to the crowd's reaction as Phil Murphy equates not getting the COVID shot to drunk driving. Begin video clip. Gov. Phil Murphy, DNJ, saying that it's your call and governments can't mandate a vaccine or no masking is akin to supporting drunk driving. It impacts both the person who is driving drunk, but all the rest of us. Cheering and applause. Murphy, that's not the way we beat this. End video clip. Carlson, how is it like drunk driving? How do unvaccinated people hurt anybody? Hey, Phil Murphy, got a second? We've got some time. Why don't you explain that to us? It was just a year ago or so that a politician who got on stage and said that would be laughed off the stage, and a politician who endorsed firing thousands of healthcare workers during a pandemic, calling them criminals, dehumanizing them, would be reviled. Now, it gets applause. Not because the science has changed, the science is the same. It's because our leaders realized how to leverage fear to crush their political opponents, and if that means fining people $700,000 for employing someone, throwing the weakest people in our society out on the street with no unemployment insurance and no health insurance, they'll do it. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.